You are listening to the Viloria.com Pinoy Podcast, a member of the Kapisanan ng mga Podcaster ng Pilipinas, or KPP. Hi, I'm Manuel Viloria, and welcome to Episode 8. Today is Monday, the 7th of November, 2005. Let's talk about Filipino English, or English with a Pinoy accent. If you want to learn how to speak Tagalog, it's not enough to know Tagalog words. You also need to learn Filipino English, or English with a Filipino accent. For example, instead of saying journal, say jornal. Instead of saying country, say country. Instead of saying southern, say southern. And instead of village, say village. Now let's apply this in the case of the Tagalog phrase for let's meet in the, or in Tagalog, magkita tayo sa. So for example, you'd like to say let's meet in the village. In Tagalog, that's magkita tayo sa village. Because if you say magkita tayo sa village, it sounds strange. I remember several years ago, during the wake of my tito or uncle, my relatives asked me to read something, which I did, and I thought it would be a good idea to read it in correct English, you know, journal, country, and stuff like that. But apparently I did not connect with one of my relatives there, because after my reading, he approached me and said, "You know, you read very well." Then I said, "Really?" "Yes, he sounded Bostonian." "Bostonian?" I thought he was referring to Boston, and he wanted to say that I have a good English accent. So when I asked him, "What do you mean Bostonian?" He said, "In other words, mayabang." Now, mayabang is the Tagalog word for boastful. Apparently, he didn't appreciate my pronouncing English the way it's supposed to be pronounced. So sometimes if you speak in Tagalog and you sprinkle in some English words, it would be better if you learn to say it with a Pinoy accent. For example, instead of saying Jollibee, you can say Jollibee. But you know, you have to consider also the audience, because sometimes you might get carried away and things might get out of hand. For example, I was riding this jeepney one time and I paid 10 pesos. I said, "Ma, bayad po." Ma is the shortened form of mama or man or mister. "Ma, bayad po." So I give him my 10 pesos. Then he gives me back change, 1 peso and 50 centavos. I was expecting 2 pesos change at that time. So I said, "Ma, kulang po." Or mister, kulang means it's not enough. "Ma, kulang po." And then he gruffly asks me, "Magkano bigay ko sa'yo? Magkano bigay ko sa'yo?" Or, "How much did I give you?" And since I thought it would be to my disadvantage to say 150, I tried to sound more Pinoy by saying 150. 150. And then he asks me, "Ano?" That's Tagalog for what? 150. "Ano? 150. And then finally he gets it and then he goes, "Ah, 150. And then he looks at me, you know, with that look as if he felt insulted that I didn't know, or I assumed he didn't know to speak English. So I was trying so hard to make it sound more Pinoy with 150, when in fact he could pronounce 150. So next time, it's something to think about. You have to learn to be more sensitive towards your audience if they will appreciate regular English or Pinoy English. That's about all the time we have for the Viloria.com Pinoy Podcast. I'm Manuel Viloria. Thanks for listening.